Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You know what, dude? Welcome everybody to the show. YKWD. I started a social media podcast. Check out the facts. The YKWD podcast.
YKWD is back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started. Before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up! You're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. Yeah, maybe one too many banana now. Maybe
we didn't need the third refrain.
Tell us more how it's the original podcast.
What's that?
Tell us more how it's the original podcast.
I started everything. You weren't even in. You didn't even know what a podcast was when I was doing podcasting.
You weren't even born.
You didn't have a mustache. No. You were just regular.
Yeah, just a normal
you were just
human.
A regular little.
I didn't have a thing.
Are you? You're Italian.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You weren't Jewish.
I'm a little Ashkenazi, but not enough to.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody claims that Ashkenazi now because they start in a fucking independent film.
Yeah.
I'm one quarter Ashkenazi.
Because that study came out that said they're smarter than everyone else.
Yeah. All right, Elizabeth Warren, relax. I have to thank real quick. Oh jeez. I don't know if you could do that.
Come on.
I don't care if you do it. I want to thank all the Patreon new people. I love you people. Right now, you guys are getting it live. Why? Because you're awesome. You're the best. You support what I do, and you pay a little money.
Woo!
Money makes the world go around. God bless you guys. James took Tat Crazy, Ryan Sullivan, Tori Bevins, Lisa Ippolito, Diverna, Stephen Kitzler, Stephanie Falcone, Christian Sosa, Gio Alvarez, Mike Hublitz, Dan Witt, Mary Virgin, Sphincter, Not Fumes, Ty, Plus Gash, Callahan, Nico
Callahan. I mean, send me $5. I'll mispronounce your name.
Nico, no, this is their names. These are all new members. Nico, where the fuck was I, you goddamn Polak?
Start from the top.
Nico Ruiz, Kevin Huff, Brent Eldridge, Aaron Vasquez, Rudy Ortega, John, Marcus Gorza, Joseph Adams, Joe Scott Kaplan. We have Greg, just Greg. What are you doing?
This second time.
Set
up. It's a work in progress. Just put it on the table. Relax.
Like this?
Robert Bradley, Joe Stelluto, Robert Bradley Combs, Tyler Weaver, John V, Dan Cron, Ronald. Okay, Harold 69. Just leave it alone.
It's the set.
Just leave it. It's stop. Good. It's always you. Mike's not doing anything. It's always you. You're the kid that trips for attention. That's what you are. Okay. You can't sit there and let it
well.
Not be on you. It's, Mike's sitting there like a sophisticated young man, like a tall glass of water.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there like
Mike
the silly oomph.
All his alive family.
He really does. Tyler Weaver, John V, Dan. Shut up while I'm reading the names. Dan Crone, Rowan Ronald, Harold 69, 420, Eric Stallman, JP, just JP, Michael Lord, Philip, Brian Pico, Kim Little, Andrew McLean. Merclean, Stephen Rogers, Andrew, Sal's Giver. Shane Johnson, I love you. Freckles Perrier, Joshua Torres, Patrick Myers, Jimmy, and Rick Vertigo. What? And John Glennon. Thank you so much for being a member of the Patreon. You're getting the show live. You get everything we do. Live from the Shed's coming up. Bonnie McFarlane and the great Jim Norton this month for you guys only. Right here, and we're doing those. Me and Mike are going to be doing Tech Talk with Bobby and Friends up here. We're going to be doing them up here for you guys only and first. And oh, my phone's going off. We have a great show tonight. I, first of all, welcome. We introduce our guest, Michael.
We have Mike Feeney and Ian Fidance.
Yeah. Hey.
Is it Fidance or Finance? Or
Fidance.
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 Now, that doesn't sound too Italian.
It used to be Fidanza. So I guess it should be Fidance.
Why would you not go by Ian Fidanza?
Because they changed it like a century ago.
Yeah, but you could change it back to Fidanza. Dude, Ian Fidanza. Give it up for Ian Fidanza.
It's like Tony Danza.
I'm not there. Fidanza?
Dude, you're not. Finance is stupid.
It's not Finance.
No, Finance is a separate comic. There's another comic.
No, it's Filance.
Filance. One letter off. Filance. And they're competing to see who's going to have the better career.
You know, you're good looking now.
Okay.
Because you're Irish, but you're going to be an ugly old guy.
Don't say that.
It's going to be a drop off.
It's like,
you're Irish.
It's like Jan Michael Vincent. You know what I mean? Just,
those lips are getting thin.
Oh, the lips will get thin. So teeth will get gray.
The gums will recede.
That hair will always be there, though.
Thank you.
Always be there.
Skeleton.
Unlike some of us.
They say the hairline you have at 30 is the hairline you have when you're 70.
Yeah. Tell that to my pubes. I got two little fucking bushes on the side of my pecker.
My hairline must have progeria. It's fucking aging.
You write that on the way up, or did you just write that now?
Unfortunately, just right now.
Oh, okay. Let's work on it. Let's. You know what? It's new jokes night. Let's get
down. Yeah. I didn't do my set downstairs. I'll just do it here.
So a couple things I want to talk about tonight. I want to. Are you afraid of heights? Okay. Good enough.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it. But I got the Oculus Quest.
What is that?
Exactly.
It's the best.
What?
Well. Around, I would say 5 or 6 years ago, I would go to these tech conventions. Uh-huh. Like South by Southwest has them. It's just a big open floor of all the shit coming out. Like when Mophie was coming out for the phones and headphones and wireless headphones, all this shit. Uh-huh. Like the true wireless, like the EarPods are, you know. Because before that, they were wireless, but they were connected to a wire. Mm. And they said, you know, they're not wireless. But I would go to these things, and all of a sudden, I saw this VR shit was just popping the fuck off. Mm. And I was like, 2 years in a row, I saw it at South by Southwest. And I was like, wow, this is the next thing. And it never took off. Because you had to get a big computer, and it had $1,000 fucking cameras on the corner, and
startup
set up this
crazy.
Fucking nuts. Mm. And all of a sudden, I'm talking to Rob, the founder of Riotcast, mm-hmm. my old partner, always my partner, sometimes lover, mostly mm-hmm. friends. He said, I got the Oculus Quest. Because I told him my kid was in Aruba using this, paying $10 for 10 minutes mm-hmm. to use this VR thing in this mall. And he loved it. And he was like, dude, you got to get the Quest. And I'm like, I can't, you know, whatever. And he goes, you can't get them because this is changing VR. Because you don't need the computer. You don't need to be plugged in. It's all in the headset. Everything goes in there. And I'm like, fuck you. And he shows me this stuff, and I look, and he goes, they're out of stock. You can't get them. And then all of a sudden, somebody sends me a link. I go to Amazon. They're gone. Someone sends me another link. Fucking Best Buy. Gone. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I know if that's happening in the tech world, if the nerds are grabbing them mm-hmm. and the rest of the people don't know, this is the next big thing. Mm-hmm. They finally figured out VR. Because now the average asshole can put this headset on, put these little sticks, and they're getting away with the little hand controllers too. Mm-hmm. This year, because there's cameras on the front of it, there's all these cameras. They're going to just use your hands.
No.
Hand tracking.
You don't have the...
You won't have it. You'll just use your... So when you grab something, it's your hand grabbing it. Ugh. And when you... It's fucking nuts.
Sometimes it's nice to hold the thing, though, the little controller, just because it feels like you're gripping something.
You're an idiot.
All right.
If you could climb a mountain with your hands, grab a gun with your hand, as if learning a new curve, which is you have to push this button and your hand opens and push that button and it closes, that's a whole new curve. I mean, gamers do it all the time, but the average dickhead can't do that.
Sure.
The average dickhead doesn't know to push X and then the other controller. That's some serious gaming shit.
Excellent.
But if you can just put your hand out there and your hand grabs that bottle... In the virtual world,
yes,
that's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
That means my mom could do it,
right?
Uh-huh.
And when you draw this square around you, and that's the environment.
What?
When you step out of the square, you can see everybody, but it's in black and white, like fucking Terminator shit.
Jesus,
like I can see you, but it's like fucked up. Like it's like all kind of black and white, but I can still I know not to step out of the thing.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy. You could go. You can watch a movie.
Uh-huh.
Go to a theater in your house with other people. Sit down. Pick your seat.
Yes.
And you can get kicked out of the theater if you're too noisy. And watch a movie from your fucking house, but in a theater.
You out. Your wife?
If we all wanted, if you had one and you had one and we all went to the movies on a fucking Thursday,
yeah.
Like dude, I'll meet you. A video game character would kick us out.
Yeah.
Like, for being too loud in our
home. The person
home.
Running the room will fucking just boot you out of the room.
Wow.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We could get our own theater and pick it. Like, we could pick our own theater and meet in the theater. It'll
we
just
build
be
build our own theater?
I don't know. You have to
reality construction.
I
everything
able,
I say, you keep fuck. I mean, can you
what?
Just go with it?
I'm asking.
You're like my fucking
I'm
Uncle
yes,
Jimmy.
Everything.
No, you're not. You're
yes,
fucking. No, you're not.
Let's build it brick by
I
brick.
Say, I said, no, you didn't. I said, we got the thing. They're getting away with the. I like the controller, do you? And then I said, we're going to sit and watch a movie. You're like, yeah, but can you build it? Who the fuck wants
I
to say, build it?
But I said, is that an option? Because I would like to build.
Fucking blue collar asshole.
Yeah, well,
you want to build the house before we go to sleep yeah. in it? You fucking Irish
Tell me
turd?
You wouldn't feel better going to sleep at night knowing you built the house that your wife's sleeping in.
I would feel good.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
right. It would make right? me
and
feel.
It's never going to happen in real life. So live in virtual reality. Let's
virtual reality be a man.
Yeah.
Well, it's and then we just did the porn. They told me to go to Pornhub.
What's that like?
Buddy, you're going to find out tonight, baby.
We're doing it?
You're doing it.
No!
I got it set up over here.
Shut up!
But first, we have to push you off a building.
Oh, oh.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You got to get pushed off the building.
Nuh-uh.
You got to.
Are you serious?
Oh, and
you're going to have to walk out on a wooden plank on the top floor of a building.
Oh, I've heard about this.
And you're
oh,
going to have
to be so out, scared.
You're going to have to jump off to get to the porn.
Is this a trust
to
exercise?
Get the, yeah, this is a YKWD. Can you?
Am I going
to
be the first casualty
you,
of virtual
dude,
reality?
I want to remind you that I one time used the Oculus years ago. I did the Beat Saber game, which was awesome. But then I did some mountain climbing thing. My shoulders were getting sore just from doing this over and over for 2 minutes. And then I fell. And it was giving, like, your eyes just see that 3D environment.
Hey, can I say something, Mike? Next time, you don't even have to remind him. Just tell him.
What?
Why are you I want to remind you. Why are you reminding
me? Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I said.
Just tell them.
All right. Well, I want to.
Hey, I want to remind you about something.
I just did virtual reality act like you're listening.
You'll see.
You'll all see. He's gonna kill us in the game. I can't. They finally figured it out, though. I know that other people have VR, but it's such a huge setup,
dude. I did it at a buddy's house, and I'm like, like That's you don't know fun. Where you are.
You can take this on the
Shit's
road.
It's around.
But imagine taking it.
But
imagine
how did you get it.
I some a friend fan, you know, when you fucking, I mean, I did
they,
a Lewis.
They got it for you?
Yeah, man. Someone just said, here's a link, dude. And I clicked it.
Wow.
And I was like, Max That's College awesome. Or VR. And I clicked the VR.
Oh, yeah,
love it.
Yeah, I got it. So
he can go to virtual reality college. He could put himself in the class.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding, but.
DeVry University.
You joke. Reality. You just. I want to remind you that, no, you. I mean, you're going to be able to go to school and be taught by a teacher in your house if you want that. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Virtual reality title IX.
Dude, Facebook is joining forces with Oculus Quest. Because
I don't like it.
Can I finish it?
Sure.
Before you
screams,
give your...
Yeah. Just screams, I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we get it.
Uh-uh.
And we get who you were voting for, too. We
yep.
understand.
Yep.
Fucking vegan. Relax. Yeah. I don't like it.
No, it's too much.
Got to come up on one of those big-wheeled bicycles. Like, that's what I like.
Yes.
Yeah, fucking juggling.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, they're going to I don't even know what I'm saying now.
You still have it? He still has it. The slide whistle. That's his new. That's become his identity now.
Virtual
it's actually complemented very well.
It's
and
great.
It's infuriating.
What is
he
it?
Does it?
I pulled it out on stage when I was doing like a massively heavy joke, like a really dark joke.
Yeah.
And then I say it. The crowd's like, and I do a slide whistle. It cuts attention like a knife.
Do you do that when you're fucking people too?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the sound I make when I come.
When you come, you go...
When I come, it goes, gadzooks.
You lose your erection, it goes, ew.
What was I saying to you that you did? Oh, Facebook.
Yes.
So Facebook, I saw this whole thing that I like this because I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I'm not doing anything. You're not going to, whatever you catch me in, I don't care.
Okay.
And my wife, if she found out, she'd be like, I know he's a piece of garbage.
Uh-oh. What is this?
Facebook. So what I'm saying is, like, some people are like, I don't want anybody in my life.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook. So now you'll be able to go into Facebook app on the VR. So me, like, I'll be like, dude, I'll meet you on a plane. And you'll be flying on a plane, and I'll be able to meet you in on my plane. And we'll be like, what's up, man? And then, Mike, you can pull up on another plane. What's up, dude? We can fly around and just talk and hang out like a community in little planes. And we can fly up, go to the store, get coffee inside of VR and hang and meet like a bunch of people like
that
we know.
Crazy.
I might never leave.
VR excuses for things.
Yeah.
Yeah, VR porn on the road in a hotel room. I mean, it feels like it was made for comedians and musicians and people on the road.
It's pretty intense, but it's going to get better too.
Doesn't that scare you?
What scare me?
That no one's going to, it's just isolating us.
No, dude, I got fucking 30 years left. I'm done.
What about the sound?
That's your problem. That's not my problem.
What about the sound? Is there headphones or you just?
On mine, a lot of people use headphones because they have headphone jacks on either side. So you can plug it, but you really don't need it because it has these, it just, you can, I don't know how they do it. It's this little,
there's. It feels like it's going right
it's, through. It's up in the Oculus, but it's coming down into your ears.
And can someone else hear?
No, you can't hear. You can hear.
Wow.
Okay. You're going to flip the fuck out when you put this on.
Oh, my God.
I just don't know who to go first, but
I couldn't imagine being high doing this.
Dude, this almost makes me want to smoke.
Fuck.
I was going to say, I'll test this
I'm
theory
so
for
nervous.
Us.
This makes me want to
I'm
fucking.
I'm so nervous.
This makes me want to fucking dope up.
I should do are it we first because Ian's probably going to have a much nancier reaction. So.
Are we. I'm gay.
You should go
are
first.
We gonna, are we going to do virtual porn too?
Relax. I told you, once you get...
You have to earn the porn.
You're going to do the plank first.
Yes, and then the porn.
And then
can
maybe...
jump off into a trance.
Maybe some lightsaber dancing. I might have you do some lightsaber dancing.
That beat saber shit. Can I do that? That's fun.
The lightsaber one?
Yeah.
Oh. Do they have you being a Ghostbuster? Can I be a Ghostbuster?
That's not...
Listen.
They don't have a game for everything.
Yeah. It's VR would be bad for him. Yeah. You just find him just dead.
VR happy
the L
family?
Train?
What?
do they have an L train with the seat on it? Ian just sits. Hello there, people of the L train. This is Ian.
Yeah, you're really getting sick of his fucking outgoing personality.
I can't imagine. Do you ever try and do one
the
of
Ghostbusters
those?
One was funny, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
If people haven't seen it, because my fans are adults, and they laugh at real jokes and not silly horse shit. But if you haven't seen it, no. Ian's a fucking lunatic. First, he got the whole train to sing Happy Birthday.
Oh, yeah.
That took balls.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
But, I mean, have you ever tried to do something?
I mean,
have you ever talked to a full subway car of people and yelled?
I know, but it's I've talked to a room through of 17,000 people.
They wanted it. These people didn't want it.
But you just asked me a question and I answered it. I've been performing in front of thousands. I can walk in front of, and listen to me.
Let's VR go on a train and you yell. Let's do it.
Bobby just clams up like 8 miles. He's like, hubba, 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 hubba.
I just get red in the face.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hi,
thank you for your time.
Yeah, do it.
I could do it.
I could.
Let's do it.
I could do it.
Let's do it.
Well, all right, relax. But we're not going to do it right now because we want to finish this podcast.
Yes.
We're going to run to the fucking A train right now. Happy birthday to you. It's not a big deal. I've done it in the Fridays. I've done it in the Papa Gino's.
Filming part of it that makes it more. People are like, get me off that fucking camera, you know?
No, but people, if you outweigh them, if you just fucking ball through it, they don't care.
Right. That's your trick?
Yeah, he just fucking does it. And look, watch this. Ready? Watch. Look at that right there. That. See that smile? That smile underneath that mustache. It reminds people of the fucking Marx Brothers. The Three Musketeers.
It's warm and nice. People feel good.
Nigel Thornberry.
Yes. Hello.
But the Ghostbusters one.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. This is why it's funny, because you see him walk in, and then he does that. What'd you say?
I go, Ghostbusters.
And then you're like, what is he? And then you realize it's the library
from Ghostbusters.
Which is fucking great.
Did you get yelled at?
Oh, yeah. I go, Ghostbusters. No one says anything. Ghostbusters? No. And they go, shh.
Dude, to be shushed in 2020, you know how hard it is to get shushed for real?
Well, then I go.
Everybody's afraid of getting knifed.
Right.
He went, Ghostbusters. Shh.
And I go, who are you going to call? And they go, shh. And I go, wrong answer.
Yeah. It was a funny. We're
and then a little twink security guard floated over so fast. It was like, you can't say that. And my buddy turned the camera, but I go, do you remember Ghostbusters? Wasn't it good? He goes, one of my favorite movies. You need to leave.
Is that on video?
No. My buddy turned the camera
never
off.
Turn the camera
I know.
Off.
Even when
I know.
They say no, you just point it at your shoes for
a second. And you get that audio. It's my favorite movie.
It's my favorite movie. You need to leave.
That's funny, buddy.
It's on my Instagram. I am.
I saw it. It was very funny.
Wow, thanks, man.
You know what else I saw, too, which was fucking great, is your story. Which
the
is
haunted...
That- Which is I'm gonna do it because I'm hosted.
Let's see it.
It's literally as a painting can be over there.
And behind you.
I know you're on other shows and they just like I'm gonna take over. I got it. I'm gonna do this too. We'll do it together. But let me host it. The fuck.
Take it away, Bob.
Fucking
take it away.
I'll let you lead.
After you.
Lead the stand.
I know you're on fucking Adderall and you can't wait for people.
I'm not on Adderall.
You shouldn't be.
I know. Man, I haven't taken it since 2009.
You thought I was going to say you should be. And I said you shouldn't. Even I know.
You're the host.
Just check it. But anyways, your
take
thing.
It away, Bobby.
Thank you, Michael.
The floor is yours.
Thank you.
Go for it, buddy.
Okay. Wow. He really fucking.
Thanks, timing.
Like, give the timing. Give it, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Chris.
My God.
Yeah, little hiccup there.
That was a
his
shot.
His virtual reality's buffering.
Yeah. I submit my time back to the committee.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
I didn't know what's going around.
You were here. You were staring right at the
committee. Yeah. Take it away, chokes. Holy shit.
Somebody has a nickname.
Maybe you should host this.
There it is.
Yeah, true.
Maybe I should have Ian host this.
Yes, I did do a video.
You did a video. Now, here's the thing with Feeney's videos, which, I read the script, by the way.
Oh.
I liked it. There's little tweaks here, but I liked it. So, he has these great videos, and he does these. I love, you missed out. If you're around during Vine...
I was around during Vine, and I did. I was not Vine famous.
Ham
but
sandwich on a bus.
It was the best. What was it? It was the best social media following I had.
Salami
I had about like 15.
Yeah, just talk right over what he's. Just
no, no, he
to
did
say.
Such a fun thing.
Yeah, he's trying to fucking tell us, and you fucking keep yammering over him.
And, yeah, like,
remember when Chris sucked?
He's back.
We spent 15 minutes on you right up front. Yeah. I'm just trying to give this fucking twink some
just
time.
Just a second. It would be great.
Come on.
I had like 15 toes. Seconds. I had like 15,000 followers on Vine. I was doing well and stuff. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they just collapsed.
Well, that's what I'm saying is if you started immediately on Vine, I think if anybody would have, you're perfect. If Vine stuck around,
TikTok is now.
Your shit is great. I just started using TikTok. I want to get TikTok.
You got to get on it.
You're great because this video of your stupid haunted room.
I mean, it was a
where was it, first of all?
State College, PA, right across the street from Penn State University. It had
what
it was
club?
Wisecrackers.
But that's the place they put you up.
Yeah. It used to be the Ramada, and now it's
not Wilkes-Barre.
No, not that one. It's a different one. But it's State College, PA, but they have a building from the 1800s, and on the website it looks like downtown Boston. It's like colonial. It's beautiful. You go in there, they have all these restaurants on the bottom floor, and you go up and it's like, oh, this is gonna be nice. They go, we're giving you the bigger room. I go, oh my God, this is great. Oh, and I go in there, the door frames are 6 feet high, so I originally have to duck my head. There's like stains all over the place. There was a door in the bathroom that was closed and had a chair wedged underneath the doorknob as if to keep somebody out. And it was so gross and so terrifying, and the carpets were so stained and nasty. It was like when you were talking about the other day, how you had to, like, you're like, I'm leaving this fucking apartment with Magoobies, or you're like, I'm staying at a different
hotel.
But
that was just, in hindsight, it was I got rib sauce on the
yeah, that's true.
That was
yeah.
my fault.
No, this
I was eating ribs in bed.
This was like the last times they cleaned it was 1925, and so I they couldn't even take a shower. I turned on the shower, it just like dribbles out.
The
so
sink was so disgusting.
It had been dripping water that it was for
since
so
the
1800s. Long that it was black where it was falling like a cave. You know what I mean?
It wiped the porcelain, the water.
Oh.
Wiped the porcelain off the sink from dripping for 100 years.
Just black rust.
Jesus.
And so the only way to cope with being like, I'm going to die or get bed bugs or get like, you know, it's going to be so disgusting what I'm saying. And I decided to do a self-defense mechanism and make a fun video of it, which
you didn't ask to change rooms?
There is no better room. This was the best room. I got the big room, they said, and this was it.
Yeah, but maybe the big room is maybe not the best room.
Yeah.
Maybe the smaller room was the best room, and the big room was not the
maybe
best
the
room.
Smaller room is the best.
And remember this. Remember this.
Remind me.
May I remind you?
I don't know.
Why would remember this? You just say it.
Sometimes I just talk. But I do remember filming that. And, you know, I had been out. You know, we went out with some comics and stuff like that. So by the time I got home, when I filmed that, after I posted, I was like, that might be one of the best things I've ever done on social media. But I was like, nobody saw it. But it still was fun for me to watch and do. And I actually hit my fucking head on that thing.
Yeah, I saw it.
Real bad.
Yeah. When in the video.
Yeah. In the video.
Oh, yeah.
I slammed my head.
Why did you do that?
What? Because I was looking at myself in the video.
Oh, so you didn't know that.
Walking into the bathroom. And then on the way out, I was like, I'll hit my head again. But then I saw it coming, so I kind of winced. Yeah. And then when I hit my head, I overreacted and slammed my head backwards, which hits the back of the door. So I go like that. So I hit my head three times. I had a fucking red knot on my head afterwards. And I was like, all for 400 views. But it was worth it because it was...
How were the shows?
Fun. The shows were surprisingly great. I wish I could say something bad about them. They were great, and the guy who runs it, Tom, was awesome. And it was like 85.
Now, why can't they put you up in a better hotel?
Because it's literally attached to the building. Is like the venue is where you just go down.
But
to the
can't
basement.
They get a room that is nice?
Yeah, I mean,
did you tell anyone
going forward?
You did a video.
Well, they. Yeah.
What are you? What?
I told everyone.
Yeah, no, I mean
the front.
He
desk.
Tried to tell the world.
Did you? Did you show the video to the front desk?
No. Well, you
get kicked out. What are you gonna do?
Exactly.
That's better than sleeping in blood.
Well, and here's the other thing. The second night, I decide, I go, I'm going to go home because I'm not saying the second night. I'll drive the 4 hours home because it's a 7 o'clock show. So after the 7 o'clock show, I go to leave. This other comic that was on the show with me, Mike Spears, he was on the way home too.
Hang on 1 second. Breathe. We're here for a while.
Okay.
You're literally, my eyeballs are spinning in my head. Slow down.
I feel like I'm in an office.
Yeah, this isn't Vine.
He took all my head off.
Gotta get it in.
Gotta get it in 6 seconds.
Go ahead.
So this other comedian, Mike Spears, was on the show with me. And we found out while we were doing the shows, we both live in Astoria. So at first we go, fuck, we could have fucking carpooled. What a waste of fucking, you know? And I left about 15 minutes ahead of him. We joked that we would maybe on the highway, we'd honk at each other or something like that, right? So I drive home. It's driving down I-80 for 3.5 hours, which is just pitch black, no streetlights, no rest stops, no anything. I stopped at an abandoned gas station and two guys in camo were literally resting on a pickup truck watching me try and pump gas on a gas station that was off.
You a city boy?
Yeah, exactly. Like literally, Duck Dynasty beards.
That's
and everything.
His dream.
Yeah,
yeah.
He just
this
drops
city
his
boy's
pants.
Gonna blow you, country
money
bitches.
For yeah, gas.
Yeah,
he's gonna pull his pants down.
I'm lost.
Yeah, that's the guy's dick. So I end up driving. So I drive home, and I'm doing the speed limit 70 or whatever. I'm going like 70, 75. It's pitch black. It is raining, and it keeps saying deer crossing, and I'm thinking, if I hit a deer, I was in a car that hit a deer going like 40 once, and it crunched our whole hood, and I go, man, if I'm doing 75 and a deer jumps out right now, I could die. Like, the car could flip over. It could be the end of my life.
Yeah, we know how hitting deers work.
Yeah. But 75, I never considered.
You've we're adults, up a story.
And we've considered it.
I tried to speed it up.
We've done these road trips, too.
Yeah.
It's not like, what do you think? We just drive to Philly and back?
Wow.
We've done it. So
regardless. Well, I don't know where a
telltale.
I don't know
Mike's
where a
road tales. Mike, tell us about the road.
What is that?
No, you're too busy steamrolling. That's why. If you fucking listen,
you're
catch the burn. Yeah.
You're really a steamroller.
You and Saglo, you're steamrollers.
They are. Saglo has an excuse because he's fat.
Why?
And I'm kidding. I can say that.
Okay.
Yeah, you do steamroll.
Yes.
He said.
Yes.
I said, because he said, we won't just drive to Philly and back. I go, I don't know where Otel lets him go with him.
Oh, you faggot.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Beep that out.
Yeah.
I need monetization on YouTube.
Yeah, you're going to get a strike for that. So, anyway, the long story short is
what if it's from one?
What?
Nothing.
So, I drive home, and I get home fine, right? The next day, I wake up to 10:30 in the morning.
He's dead.
A message from Mike Spears, and he goes, good thing we didn't carpool. Last night, I hit a deer doing 75 miles an hour on the highway.
God. Oh, my God.
All my airbags went off. The car came to a screeching halt on the thing. The dough exploded into 1,000 pieces, and then other cars, thankfully, didn't smash into him and the thing, and it was in the rain. And the worst part is, he was 2 hours into the drive of a 4-hour drive, So he's in the middle of nowhere on I-80. He has a hotel paid for back in the shithole room that we were in, but he can't go back there. That's too far. He also can't take a cab home. So he has to have state troopers drive him to a motel. He has to buy a motel for the night. Then the next day, buy a rental car to drive back to New York City. And his car is totally fucked. All from that. And I go, man, you should have just stayed in the fucking terrible hotel. He goes, I would have rather had what happened to me than stay there another night.
Wow.
Because of how
is his car totaled?
It's gone. Yeah, it's totally.
It's just gone.
Dope.
Oh my God. So that's what happens when you
all the airbags.
So when you hit a deer doing 70, that's what happens.
And may I remind you, he was doing 75.
Wait, and so it was a baby deer?
No, it was a doe. It was a female deer. Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Right.
You dumb fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Doe, a deer. You learn.
You may not come in a lot, but when you come in, you got nothing. It's.
He just tried to do it. Not, he tried to sing another song, and
I failed.
My Lord, that was bad.
Yeah, the steamroller.
Why would you ever fucking steamroll over him trying to sing the song again?
I didn't even hear
it. I got the joke, and you tried to get another piece off it, you little greedy bitch. Okay, so now that's out of the way. I had a great time. I was in
Comedy Connection.
Thank you. Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. I love that club. Mm-hmm. Love it. And there is a segue inside of this fucking self-praising rant I'm about to go on.
Mm. I thought you were going to say, like, the real segue that you ride. I got so excited.
What?
All right, well, I'm going to see you guys later.
I hopefully not.
The wouldn't that have been fun for you to ride a Segway around?
You know,
Bobby on a Segway.
I know.
Hey, Bob, don't try to put everything together. Sometimes you can just listen. Sometimes you can be an ear instead of a mouth, you nose. my favorite club. I love Corey. I love both of those guys. They're the best.
Corey and Dave.
Corey and Dave are the best. And the club's great. And I sold out three shows, almost four. The crowds are fucking. They've been to see me fucking. You know, every year I come there, they come and see me. And they showed up this year. It was awesome. The two guys opening for me were great too. Fucking. Dude was from Rhode Island. The other guy was from Worcester. Really cool guys. They were killing it, which was fun. I had such a great weekend. Plus, you know, this is my final. This is my fourth week of the diet, the whole 30. Mm. So it's been 4 weeks with no dairy, no carbs, no sugars, and I feel fantastic. And this weekend was my first weekend alone, away by myself, and I did. It was great. Ate perfect. Perfect. And went on a hike. Did this thing called geocaching. Have you heard of that?
No.
I'm so bad at texting. I wish people didn't text me. Fucking Christ. The guy, Rob. Hang on 1 second. Let me get his name real quick. Keep talking.
Geo, what's it called?
Caching. C-A-C-H-E.
Geocaching.
Basically, you try to find something based on its location.
Oh, like Pokemon thing.
Real world stuff, though.
What? It's real. Rob Pierce. Rob Pierce was the middle of a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, geocache. So we're hanging out, and you get this app, and all of a sudden you turn it on, and all around you these little dots, and people hide these treasures. They're all over Manhattan, in Queens, Brooklyn, everywhere, Jersey. And we're in the middle, we're at this diner, and there's one up the street, and you click it, and there's hints, like the third bush on the left, eye level. And then you go over there, and you find this thing, these coordinates, and you go to, there's a bush, and inside of this bush, we found this little metal container, and we pulled it out, and we opened it up, and inside of it were these names, like all these names from like all the way back to 2013. People signing it and writing it, and then you sign it and write shit and put it back, and someone else finds it, and they're all over the fucking world.
Wow.
Whoa.
So wherever you are, you can hit this thing and go on this fucking hunt.
What a great way to trick people into like coming to a place to rob them if you want to. You set up a little location.
Yeah. Yeah,
go right behind the bushes.
Grinder for that.
Yeah, go to the truck stop. Third
I'm going
stall.
For a treasure.
Yeah, third
give
stall.
Me your money, bitch.
Yeah.
Third bush on the left.
Yeah, eye level.
God, I wish I had that at the fucking rest stops I go to.
So
remember that joke when you just made it?
Oh, you guys are fighting.
I
like
spin
it.
Spin on it, hairline.
Oh, it's
thank
good
you.
Hairline.
Yeah,
I know.
It's
good hairline. You compliment? Is that your thing now? You compliment?
I like that. Thanks,
yeah, it's
pal.
The thing I do, pretty eyes.
My God, this is the great. I love this.
Say to my face, great eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay, yeah, I am. Fuck you, you perfect mouth.
That was good one. Fucking lost weight.
Yeah.
Lost weight.
Fuck you, you cutie patootie. Yeah. Listen.
Your mustache compliments your face. Fuck off.
Hey, Mike, we.
Good job. Okay. Good job sitting there, no redeeming.
So we, Lewis came over yesterday with his kid. You know, I always have Sunday. I do Pancake Sunday with my kid.
Oh, that's fun.
He brought little Jamesy up, and we went for a hike because you know I live up in Westchester, Best Chester, and we found these. I was like, dude, I got the zap. We should, and he's like, yeah, we'll do it with the kids because it's good with the kids.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it by myself like a lonely old man go down a path and look for a tree.
Yeah,
just wind up blowing
that's
some old.
That's the modern equivalent of like the metal detectors on the beach. It's like the new equivalent of it. Don't act like it wasn't a good. It didn't have to be funny, but it was a true.
I agree with you.
Thank you. I know, but you didn't say enough fast enough, and he's just waiting to jump. I can see it.
I'm just. You bug me. Your analogy.
It was a great analogy.
It was not.
No, an old man good. On a beach alone. Thank you. Yes, Jesus.
Okay,
no, I
whatever.
Said it was bad.
Right. These
well, fuck
these,
you then.
But so me and Lewis looking for these. We're on this path. And we're going in the woods.
Did he totally just take
it? Well, we're in the woods, but me, we both have OCD. So the kids are like, all right, let's. We couldn't find it. And then we finally found one. It was fucking crazy.
What was it?
It was this. It was a container, and it had all this stuff in it from people.
Are they all containers?
No, there's different ones. There's like Easter ones and stuff with toys. And there's all you got to find these ones.
Wait, so where are you? At your house?
No, we're on a path. And we're all, they're everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Can we do one right now? See if there's something in the city.
I'll do one right now if you want to.
Yeah. In the woods, I picture finding those like True Detective totems where the kids were killed.
See, I would
the
just
naked
use
one with the deer antler.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, I shouldn't have found this.
Yeah. Find a dead body.
Just find a
with a note. You're
pinky.
Involved
yeah.
now.
Yeah. You're like, come on. James finds it. I got it.
That's my kid's initials, MDK. Dude, there's a lot around here.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's a lot around here for you. Okay. So here we go. There's one. There's one right here.
What is it?
I don't know. I am not.
Where?
What do you think? I'm the fucking Oracle? I have no idea. It's
in this room.
It has a hint. You want the hint?
Wait, yeah, in this room?
After the gold cachet. So it's a gold cachet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is amber. So it's something amber. The description. A micro cache is the heart of Greenwich Village. In the heart of half a block from Washington Square Park. GPS reception might be spotty. All right, so it might be a little spotty where it is because it shows you where it is on your phone. Mm-hmm. For rock and roll aficionados and geocachers alike, this is the third of a series of. We should go find it after.
Yeah.
Do it.
You want to go find it after?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah.
Yes.
There's one right here. But this app is crazy. But it's kind of fun to do it. I have a kid.
Yeah.
So me and my kid are looking for these little things. Me and Lewis is up. There was another one. We were just like, they were just hanging out. I looked at one point. James and Max were hanging out on this bridge with their scooters, just talking about life. Looked like two adult men just talking about chicks. And me and Lewis are like, is it in there? Look in the bush. And we're just in these bushes like kids looking for this stupid fucking camouflage
poison ivy just rummaging through it.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Anyways, this week at the reason why I really was into this Oculus Quest, Corey is a fucking super nerd who owns the Comedy Connection. He's got the Oculus Quest. He brought it in and I put it on and I couldn't fucking believe this. That no computer, no attachment. You put this headset on. You don't even know you got it on. And you have these little things. And you set up your little perimeter and you're wherever you are. And you can just go somewhere else.
Love it.
I was flying like Iron Man off this building. You step out in this thing and you hit boom and you start to fly over. And I'm flying up to these helicopters and a balloon, and I just felt at peace. Like I've always wanted to fly.
Like, and you're not falling over or like
nope.
hitting anything?
You could if you were an asshole.
No, but you build your own environment, so they won't let you leave that.
Do you want to? Who wants to go first?
I'll do it.
You go first?
Okay, you
either
go.
Way.
Ladies first.
You want to go first?
That's fun. What are you, eight?
Yeah, what was that? Why would, that's not even eight. That sounds like an old person.
Got him.
Like from the 60s. Yeah, ladies first. Got him, Joey.
Yeah. He would have finger gun right there.
Do you want to go?
Yeah. I don't know. I took my headphones off.
Just relax. Yeah. Just chill out.
Like it was set up.
Yeah. You guys are all whipped around.
Go behind the curtain.
I'm going to set you up.
Gabby's back there setting it up.
I'm going to set you up. Okay.
Okay. Great.
But it's pretty fascinating. But you have to. I'm going to set you up to walk the plank.
Yeah.
Okay.
My heart started beating faster than I said that. I don't know why.
Wait. I can't.
There's
wait.
A thing where you have to go up. And you get in the elevator, and you go up to the top, and the elevator opens. There's a wood plank, and you walk out on it.
Oh, my God.
It's like a city. My hands are getting
hot. Oh, my God.
All right, so let's do this. I need a microphone near me. Or Mike, can you...
Just hold it like this?
Can you and Ian, like, tell everybody what's going on?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom real quick.
Okay. You have to go downstairs.
I can't use the bathroom
locked.
Up here?
It's locked.
What?
I'm sorry. We need Liz. She has a
geocache it open or something. Come on.
Yeah, put
this one of your virtual things.
Go
to make
pee.
This work.
Go pee. Hurry up. We'll
go
wait.
Or you can wait pee. To do the Oculus pee. Oh
yeah. Hurry up. I'm sorry. Yeah. Watch out for the camera.
Yes. Where's it going? It's going all the way to the cellar.
They locked the door. We couldn't get into the pee room.
Oh, I thought you were fucking with them.
I think they're building another door because that's like a whole other place now, like another studio. And they locked this one, and they're going to build another one out here.
Cut a wall in here?
I don't know, something like that, yeah. That's funny.
We've got to get our fridge back.
Where is the fridge?
In there.
Motherfuck. So you ready? You want to do it?
Well,
right,
let's set it up while he's on the way
here.
Dude,
this shit is fucking pissing.
All right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Before we were doing it, I drove a blimp.
You have a what?
Oh, wow.
What happened?
Did he just fucking do everything?
Can you still hear everything? You're still good. It just fell off.
I'm good.
Sure. I can hear.
Just fucking unplug the whole
show. I almost did.
So there we are.
Everybody just get up slowly.
Yeah.
The studio's done.
We're almost.
Ready? I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm going to set it up. You sit there, and I'm going to tell you, come over here.
So Bobby's setting it up
with Mike.
Right
now what's going to happen, I'm going to call this ahead of time. While I'm doing this thing, Ian's going to show up, and he's going to fuck with me somehow. I guarantee
for sure.
Fucking to you.
I wanted to fuck with Bobby when he was doing it, but...
Okay, come here. Yeah, so put that on. Put that on. Okay, you're going to ruin your hair. Just stay right here. Stay right here. Put that on. Just put it on.
All right.
Got to move.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I got you.
What do you got in there?
It says like a play button.
Okay. 37 seconds.
All right, where's the play?
Minutes.
Is the play there?
Right there. Yes, Mitch.
I mean, keep it on.
This is pretty. You guys can't hear her sucking?
No. I can't hear her sucking.
Oh, because the porn's still up. What is she doing?
She's jerking my dick off.
Why is it black?
She's having a good time. She's having a great time, I gotta be honest.
Is it making the slide whistle noise?
It just got to her fucking me.
Oh. All right.
Now we're talking.
All right.
No, get out of here.
I'm going
to
put you on
the
play.
Oh, it's a nice couch over there.
All right, there you go. All right, we're good. All right, ready? Okay. We're going to go back to home with the library. Quit the browser for now. We're going to delete that so Max doesn't see it.
There we go. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna set you up for this. Okay. Ooh-wee. What kind of hair product?
Bobby's setting it up for Mike.
Did you talk? We're fucking live.
I know.
You should rules have the fucking. You finally get the mic, and you two are sitting there like fucking fans.
I was doing a producer stuff.
Well, fucking Chris.
Well, I'm with you, buddy. I'm right here.
Well, talk.
All right, so.
I'm looking forward to that blowjob right now.
Yeah, I was all about the blowjob. Wait, Mike, what artiste was it?
You nearly punched Andrew in the face.
She was older. She was definitely in like
pee.
She was definitely like in her 40s.
That was adorable. Andrew just rolls with the punches. He had to dance around Bobby.
But with her age came experience. I will say,
gotcha. It's great.
So we're putting the headset on Feeney now.
Put that on.
Okay. hear the wind whipping, and I already don't.
Oh, you're ready. You're in for a trip, buddy.
Do I need to just go to get
so what's the scenario, Bobby?
This assholes. What do you mean? Oh no! Fuck off! Are you kidding?
Hang on! Wait!
No,
fuck it! Oh, dude!
Yeah, that's fisting.
This is not fisting.
That's fisting. That's it.
That's not. No, that's just getting in there.
I hate this.
All right, let me see.
Ian, go sit down. Wait, first.
Ian, go sit down.
Yeah.
What?
Go sit down. Down. Watch
I
out for the coin.
Fucking like this.
Okay. Wait. Okay. Wait. Okay. Listen. Okay. Now Mike is going to be walking out. You got to do it. You got to walk out. Just walk out on the plank.
I thought he didn't have to have things on his hands.
This is going to give me...
Chris, get over there.
All right. I mean, I'm at the foot of the...
Okay.
You can't go out.
You got to go out. You got to go out.
I'm scared all of a sudden.
You got to go out. Walk out.
Holy shit.
Now, just keep going. Just
you're such a pussy. It's not real life.
What are you doing, you fucking teeth?
He just added it.
I can't. I don't know.
You got to do it.
I'm sweating.
Come on, walk out.
Around and make
so
you not
weird.
Match your clothing.
Just go and just go out. One more foot. Okay, go out.
Yo,
okay.
I can't do this.
Just go.
You're
go.
Such a fucking puss.
Are you out
just
there?
Step it. It's
yeah, I'm a foot out.
One more.
All right, get one more
jump.
Foot. Take one more step.
I can't.
Just one
I
more. One more.
You.
Are you kidding me?
You
are such a push.
Hang on. One sec.
I feel like we're
hang
a high
on, one
school
more
girlfriend making her boyfriend commit suicide.
Hang on. One more step.
I thought I could.
Go. Just do it. Just go. One more step.
You got it,
okay, there you go. Right there. All right, now put the other leg. You there? Okay. Now,
can you see it, Bobby?
Go.
Get out of here! Get out of here.
We just shoved him.
Oh my God!
How wide is the plank?
This is terrifying. Get away! I'm gonna start punching. I hear God.
Oh, Bobby just pushed him off the plank. Oh.
Holy shit!
When push comes to shove.
Oh my God! I've never.
Bobby, Ian, I can't wait for you to do this.
Oh my God! Look at Bobby.
Look at my hands.
Oh, man. Ew!
I'm so not, cool.
Ew!
The heights either. Give me
Ian. Bobby looks like a Ninja Turtle villain.
I'm telling you, you go.
Look at him.
You get in there,
he's the final
you
boss.
I don't. I'm sweating.
Hold on, let me take. All right, come here.
I thought I could do it.
Can I wear my glasses or no?
No, you can't wear your. I guess.
Bobby, can I wear my glasses?
Dude, that's fucking...
How was it?
That was absolutely terrible. Like, I thought I could do it, and I know it's not real, but it's something about the sound of it.
So you're totally immersed in that. How wide was the plank?
You're in the elevator. It's super. It's a foot wide. And when you step out, it creaks, and then you go out, and you're dropping down like 70 stories.
All right, now walk out.
Yeah, because you actually fell down. That was more than I expected. Here's Ian doing it.
Ian's doing it. Oh, Ian, wait a minute, buddy.
Why are your hands like that? Because he's Ian.
I'm feeling. Walk out. Are you out? I'm not out yet.
Oh, why, Ian?
He's going back in the closet.
Come
I love
on,
how you're walking like Daffy Duck.
You're such a pussy.
Broke.
Yeah.
Ow!
He punched me.
Are you in the elevator still?
All right. I'm out. Oh, there's donuts. Are you falling?
Oh,
oh my God.
Dude, that's
why
so...
Why did my virtual reality hurt my knee?
If you had fallen through that door, we could use the bathroom again.
Don't punch me. Did you fall the thing again? Yes, I hear a chair. Jump off.
Okay.
Woo! This doesn't look real.
Oh, dude.
That was awesome.
Dude.
That was so cool, Ian.
Tell me, it's not fucking terrifying, man. It's terrifying,
oh,
right?
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Oh, that's so scary.
It's so scary. I thought I could do it, and then you get in there, and you hear the creaking wood.
And the wind.
Right the wind.
Who did I punch? I'm sorry.
Turn the other way, Michael.
Oh, my God. It's fucking terrifying.
The Bobinator.
With that, all right, come here.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, God. All right,
nothing's
come here.
Worse than that. Say that.
Is this going to be virtual reality massage from an uncle?
Come on, Ian.
Ian, yeah. Ian.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is this a virtual reality lap dance? Come here. Yeah. Sit down.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
give,
yeah, dude.
Give Ian the mic. Or just...
Do I hit play? Yeah, it's a, do I hold these? No, look, do I play? I'll do it. Do I hit play?
No, not yet.
Where's the play?
Play.
Holy shit.
What?
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Is it working?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Who's in this?
Look down.
What?
Oh, my God. It looks like a Leah Janine. Turn it off.
Is that who that is?
What? Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
dude.
He stuck his tongue out.
Oh, shit. Dude,
I got a bigger
yeah.
hog in real life.
Not true.
This is so weird. Can you virtual reality give her a dick?
Yeah.
What do? You just sit here?
Well, usually,
yeah,
you jerk, usually off, jerking off, but that happened.
Wow.
Man, that was, I'm like, I'm
can I make her, down can I make her show her butthole?
Why? Give me this.
What? I thought this was the experience.
Can
what?
She be named Rick?
Yeah, there's yeah. her butt. Yes. I'm watching her.
Yelled for an ass. That was awesome.
God damn.
Just try to finger it.
All right, come on, let's go.
What? What hold on. I'm trying to virtual reality.
Watch it. Stand up.
A slapper with your dick in the face.
Walk. Let go of the mic.
Yeah.
No, you can take, hold the mic and walk. Keep walking. Just walk. 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 Keep walking. Walk.
Whoa. Everyone's black and white.
You can see it. No, you can see you.
I can see you. I can see you.
Is that weird? Now walk back. Walk back into the reality.
Oh, this is so weird. If I was high right now, I'd lose my mind.
You just walk through her.
Now, how do I walk back into a blowjob?
Huh? Right there. Where do you push?
Oh, yeah. Feeny, you got to see this chick's butthole. It's amazing.
I saw it before you came up, Al.
Mike, really?
Good
you
time.
Afraid of heights?
Yeah.
All right, come here.
It's terrifying. You've never done it?
Take this
off. Oh, this is great. Have you done it, Bobby?
I did it. Ooh, I'm really scared.
That was terrifying.
We were fucking with it before you guys got here.
I mean, it is so. I mean, I was sweating, and I'm not afraid of heights. I like roller coasters and stuff. And I knew I was when he was setting.
Do they have a game with guns?
When he was, yeah, of course. When yeah, they were,
can
setting,
we do that?
You got lightsabers. You want to do?
I want to do the Beat Saber game.
I'll do lightsaber after Mikey.
Okay, Mike, you want to walk the plank?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to see that, like, you know, in my mind, I'm going to go. Oh, I'm just going to run straight off this plank, jump into a swan dive because it's not
right,
real.
Right. No, but the sensory makes it so real.
Sensory makes it so real, dude. Yeah.
I still feel like I'm in it right now.
I know. And the creaking of the wood and the wind.
Yes.
Fucking terrifying.
Smell that butthole, huh?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I wish it had real... Dude, I swear to God, it feels like I'm still alive.
When you got... When Bobby pushed you, dude, you fucking dropped and screeched at the top of your lungs and then fell into the wall going... Ah! Yeah. Ah! Yeah, it's terrifying.
That was a joke.
Yeah. No, Ned, it is scary, but I wanted to, I hope you're, you know, whenever you're ready to issue me that apology for making fun of me for not being able to do it.
Dude, I still feel like I'm in it. It's weird.
You in?
We are in it. This is the Matrix. We've been in it. The whole, that's reality is out there.
That scares me.
You open? Yeah, hold on. It's all blurry. Oh, shit.
Is he right?
Good? Yeah. All right, walk out. Okay, now, Mike, stay right there.
Now jump.
Jump off. It's not
going to
be hard for you to commit suicide because you think of it a lot.
Yeah, he's oddly comfortable.
See, Mike's a... Oh, my God. Mike took that so well.
What? Are you, now you're,
what?
God, that's creepy.
What?
How much have you thought about doing
it? Oh, my
dude,
God.
Mike, for those who are not watching, Mike had zero reaction whatsoever. He looked oddly at peace when he did it.
I mean, what a sociopath.
It's over. It's finally over. Oh, he said.
What was that?
It felt like a water slide.
Wow, I heard him go, peace.
That was the
yeah.
Shit. Oh, shit.
Sorry.
That was I'm going to do it now. You ready?
Yeah.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm going to try to jump off. Don't push me.
Someone push him.
Go towards the donuts.
What?
What?
He's on hole 30. You can't.
Bobby, you broke the plank.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
It's
creaking.
Right?
How does it know your weight?
Thanks. Joke I just told.
That died in every reality.
Yeah, that joke just walked the plank.
I can't do it.
Jump. You got to jump,
just
Bobby.
Jump. We all
jump.
Did it.
Jump.
Friendship pack.
If you don't jump, you're going to get pushed.
I can't do it.
You're going to get pushed.
Someone's pushing you.
All right.
Someone's pushing you.
I'm going.
Three,
I'm going.
Two, One.
Oh, shit.
He covered his head.
Oh. Oh, my God, dude.
That falling is the worst.
Wait, Bobby, set me up. Let me get in there.
That helped a lot.
What did?
I didn't look down.
You didn't look down? Butterfly. Oh, you got to look down.
This little mic's tall.
Yeah.
Wow. What'd you say? Who said that?
Me. Set me up.
You want to do it?
Yeah. I'm scared of heights, too.
Hey. All
right, let's go. Dude, I don't like that.
I didn't like it. Are you sweating?
Put it on.
Dude, do the one where someone pushes you and you go into a wall.
Yeah.
That one's real crazy.
Bobby just cross-checked Ian into the wall during his.
Wow.
But my knee hit the molding.
Sorry, buddy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit. I maintained.
Did you?
I'm still up. Oh!
Are you off?
No. Wait, hold on. I'll jump now.
Don't jump.
I just like jump to the side. Oh, fuck. Oh,
you're off, you fucking lunatic. Are you falling?
Yeah,
you
I'm dead.
How crazy is
I hate that. I hate, I mean, I want to do it to.
Oh, okay.
I want to watch people doing it for hours.
Yeah, watch
just straight.
Give
just
him
walk
the
dead
porno.
Straight.
Oh, to the black and white. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. All right,
give me that shit.
Unbelievable.
Back to the.
Are we still doing Pocket?
That was awesome.
That was like, I'm dripping.
I mean, this is fucking.
I gotta get
you
one of those things.
I don't know if you should.
I only want to get that. You know me. You know my sense of humor. I only want to get that to do that plank thing to everybody.
Yeah,
that's all I want to do.
Every game on there is amazing.
Well, I want to do the.
All right, let it back on. Let him have it. Okay. Put it on. Go over there. Grab the stick, but you have to put the wand handles, put your hand through the handles. Can you set them up,
is
Chrissy?
There a gun one?
Put that on. Just give it to him.
Man, though, it just is so scary. Even when you know it's fake, you just can't. You can't bring yourself to do it.
You can't.
It's the sensory. It's the wind. It's the
and
freak.
They have ones
I'm
with
in the street. I'm in the street.
Yeah. Just hit the main button. They're upside down. Stupid. No, I love Jesus.
He's gonna break it. It's
no,
not.
I'm
you gotta put your hands through. This is all great podcast, by the way.
Yeah,
this is terrible podcast.
Yeah,
but it's fun.
Ian's not even mic'd. He's just making noise in the distance.
Make it like you're gonna fist somebody's ass.
Oh wow, he knew the technique. He knew the lore of the land on that.
I've never fisted somebody's asshole. I 100% admit to that. This doesn't look like fisting. This looks like splaying.
Well, you got to get in.
But then what? Then what?
Then you clench.
And then what?
And then white power, you know?
But then what are you doing? Do you stay wrist deep the whole time, just going back and forth? Or do you come all the way out and penetrate each time?
No, I think you go to, like, where your watch is. And then you go to, like, you know, where you would pull up your sleeve.
No way it goes in that far.
I don't know, man. I mean, fisting's weird enough.
You can't go a foot deep in someone, can you?
Yeah, you definitely can.
I don't know. They're a woman, so I guess usually...
That's a guy who knows.
Feet.
Why are you asking us?
Yeah, we'll ask
you. You can go elbow deep in somebody.
I have.
You have gone elbow deep in somebody? But when you go, when you go, do you pull it all the way out and re-penetrate, or you stay in there and just kind of... It's a good thing you're not on mic for any of this, because this is an interesting podcast.
You have to massage an asshole, he said.
So you start at...
Oh, Bobby hit the button where you can kiss softly.
Bobby and Ian are about to make out.
Dude, if you kiss him on the lips, I'll give you $10 right now.
Couldn't see me.
Oh, he's doing it. He's doing it.
I meant the beating. There you go, buddy.
Okay.
All right, now you got this.
Yes.
Now put these on. I don't know how you do it. Thing. Okay. And let him play. Me and you will talk, Greeny.
Sure.
We'll have a podcast.
Yeah, we'll do a podcast.
Right. Just stay in your realm.
You in? Now hit the button.
Play demo or buy?
Demo.
Also, move back.
Don't
just
go buying shit. My credit card's linked up to this.
All right, you got to slice them. All right, there's music, too.
Follow the arrow direction. If it's up, go up. If it's down, go down.
Yeah, and go with the music. Anyways...
I mean, this looks like...
See, this is the problem with this thing.
It's all you want to do.
Oh, the arrow direction. Yeah, 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 yeah. Wait, which? Oh, oh.
Just play the game so we can have the cast.
Yeah, it's those things are the best, man. I like I said, I had only played the riff before, but I'm surprised. I'm interested to see how good the graphics are on like a Beat Saber thing compared to the other one.
It's so fucking crazy.
How does
that's,
Max like
that's
it?
Amazing.
Did Max do the plank?
He hasn't seen it yet.
No shit.
Tomorrow when he gets home from school.
It's so Asian.
But you can't.
This is what every podcast should be, by the way. Us having a real conversation while Ian's playing video games in the corner, like a divorced kid. You know, yeah.
He's our chunk.
Yeah, just here. Deer, take some quarters at the ground. I used to do that. My family's taking me to the ground.
They say it might be bad for kids' development.
Well, sure.
So you can't let him play because he might not know what reality is because it's so fucking crazy and you can do so many things with it that he might not be able. He might think if he sees something scary in there, he might be like this. He might have that memory like it happened in real life.
Oh, yeah. That would definitely fuck somebody up for sure.
I mean, that would if I had played that game, the plank game at Max's age, it would probably instill a wild fear of heights inside of me.
Yeah.
Because you're never
or it might cure it.
The opposite. Yeah.
I think if you have it, it's good to overcome it that way. But otherwise, you're never going to be on a plank in a building. So that's terrifying. So now anytime I was up high, I'd be thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But wait, what does it say the ages, the minimum age?
I haven't read any of that.
Okay.
13 and up.
Oh, for the Quest, I think it's 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, kids are doing stuff way earlier than we ever did shit.
Right.
They have phones, iPhones, they're on their computers. I mean, think of all the shit that my kid does. He has an iPad that he knows how to use better than me. He has a computer, plays Roblox and Minecraft with people on other servers.
Sure.
He's so much more advanced at seven, six and a half. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That it's and the games I'm going to get him are fun games for kids.
It's a new generation.
And
you better delete that porn.
I know. I got to delete the.
The first thing he puts on by accident.
I got to delete the browser. I got to clear the history.
Oh, clear the cookies.
Yeah. If I just go in the room, where's Max? He's been in his room for 4 hours.
Yeah.
He's just fucking.
Said we ran out of Kleenex.
He's six. He doesn't come yet. You fucking idiot.
Could you come at six?
No.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
I think you come, you just don't come.
You get the feeling, but nothing happens.
I think you shoot clear cum.
No, you don't.
You're insane.
You don't shoot anything.
I had clear cum the first time I masturbated.
But it wasn't six.
No, it wasn't six.
Yeah, it was probably around 12,
like a
right?
Cap gun.
Yeah, you have to hit puberty for stuff to come out.
Well, no, but then I remember jerking off where it was clear and then got cloudy and then turned to white
clear
over like
perennial
the next
fluid.
2 years.
That's when you massage your prostate. That's what comes out of there.
What did you say?
Perennial fluid.
Oculus button.
What do you want to do? You want to stop?
No. It stopped doing it because I did a spin to be fancy and it stopped.
Yeah, because you broke it.
Press the Oculus button.
Ian can't just let it be. Even in virtual reality, Ian's got to go do a thing.
He's got to do his own thing.
Oculus memory.
It's the button. Can you hit the
thumbs?
It's the thumb, not that one. Go down. That right there, that one.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, yeah, I'm a little nervous about because he has video games. He has his iPad. He likes watching videos. And he has to earn it all and all that stuff. But once I give him this, the world's going to change for him.
But you're giving it to him, or why don't you like let him use it for whatever it is?
It will be the families.
Yeah, yeah. But you're going to bring it on the road with you.
To jerk off, yes.
Of course. No, have you already?
I don't know if
Oh, you know what?
Have you already?
That's
no.
An
no?
No, I haven't. Okay. I just got it tonight.
Oh, I didn't know you got it tonight. I thought you got it when you were at Comedy
Connection. No, that's an interesting concept, though, because families used to have a family computer. Now there's going to be like family fucking virtual reality.
It's going
to
be family. I mean, think about that.
No, I know.
Definitely. If everybody had, because there's no, look at this. Okay, 5 years ago, you had to be plugged into a massive computer that was
3 years ago.
Okay, 3 years ago. And he had to have cameras set up in the room, all this crazy shit, and you had to know how to use it. I mean, you can just, he just put that on his fucking head, and now he's playing. He has lightsabers in his hand.
I'm on a intelligence scale that not many have seen before.
Can you push him off that?
No.
Can we just
I've
push
got
him?
Lightsabers.
Can we also talk for a second about how comfortable Mike was with dying?
It was
haunting.
It disturbed me.
Deeper than jumping off the
dude,
bike.
He did casket
yeah, he
pose at the end.
Did you hear him sigh of relief?
I heard him.
It's finally over.
I heard finally.
Yeah. Oh, that was us. That was us saying
the notes in my back pocket.
But did you hear him say, "I love you, Bobby," before he jumped off?
Is there a funny button on here I can?
I wish you had one.
Yeah.
I wish all the clubs you work had one.
Hey. That's not funny.
That's what your audience said.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, Mike, why were you so...
Dead man?
Why were you so comfortable dying?
I treated it like a water slide.
What?
You ever been on a water slide?
The last no. water slide.
you were younger.
No. You ever been on a water slide? No. No.
No. What are those?
I've never had the life.
What are these
things? An open air water slide. They tell you to do that. Hold back and put your arms around.
Yeah, but when they don't...
When you're falling to your death... It should be a little terror.
Yeah,
I saw two people do it fake, so I knew I wasn't.
I knew it wasn't real, but that didn't help.
Did it really?
I also
it really fucked
pushed.
Up, right?
I didn't get
yes.
pushed. I got told to
you
jump.
You felt my hands. It was so
And when
funny.
I jumped, it didn't happen right away, so oh. it was a little. If
I
got
jumped,
pushed and didn't expect it, that would have been totally different.
I jumped, and I stayed on, but then I fell,
that
and that fucked
me
up, dude.
That scared me.
Because you hear the wind going.
Yeah.
Like if I had hair.
God, maybe I could use this as a parachute. It would slow me down a little bit.
I wonder how crazy it's going to get in 5 years.
Oh,
I mean, if you
this won't be a thing. It'll be like so thin, I bet.
I like how it goes to the beat of the song.
That's the whole game.
The song is catchy.
Well, it'll probably,
I like that song.
They'll try to make this slimmer in like Google Glasses. Remember how they tried that?
Yeah, but that was a huge failure.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this is the big Google Glasses.
Do you know who's coming out with glasses? I think Apple's trying to come up with glasses now. Yeah. Now, imagine buying a $1,000 pair of glasses that have everything in it, and then you could just hit a button, and they zone out, and you're in a virtual reality office with all your employees.
Right.
And you're home.
But that's where the problem of blurring that matrix-like reality versus virtual reality is going to start, is when people start utilizing that. I'm in my underwear at home, but I'm really at a board meeting with all these other people.
Oh.
That's how it's going to become like, what was that movie,
wow.
that animated movie that won all those
Who
awards?
That
didn't Spielberg do it or something like that? And it was like the guy in the video game.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Can you,
no,
yeah,
no, not Wreck-It Ralph.
Put that right over here.
Oh, Ready Player One. Yeah. Ready Player One,
yeah.
That was incredible. That was essentially what this is. It's just when virtual reality gets to that next level where you only know people inside the game.
It's fucking...
Like Second Life.
Yeah, put that right over here, guys.
Is that easier to get ringworm?
I don't understand. You're sweating.
Wow, Jesus.
Look at you, dude. It's like
Holy
a workout.
Fuck.
Yeah.
They have a boxing one in there. I did it. It's like a workout. You're what fighting about? This guy. I almost said something racist. I was so mad.
Irish cocksucker.
Well.
He wasn't Irish. I'll give you one guess.
But I could say it because my character was Apollo Creed's. It was Creed's son.
Oh, okay.
So perfect. It wouldn't be anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's huh? It's
you
pretty.
You can't say. That's one of those situations where you can't. I can say it because I'm one too. It doesn't really work.
Virtual reality stealing my wallet.
Oculus, if you're listening, we're very interested. We love the product.
Yeah.
It is listening.
And we're excited.
What are you, Gomez? Are you trying to get
learn
free?
From the best.
You're not going to get a free Oculus.
We'll plug it on Irish Goodbye Podcast. You heard it here first.
You'll have 13 people.
That's
giving you a thumbs up on your YouTube.
That's just in the live stream, but there's many, many more that download it weeks later.
I think this is because when I saw it 5 years ago, I was like, it's never gonna, it's too much for the
startup.
This right here is a game changer.
And now PlayStation, you know the PlayStation 5, they're gonna have some sort. They already have virtual reality ones for the PS4, but it sucks.
This can plug into the Rift too, so you can plug this into the Rift.
So
it can
be
the
other one.
That's the big computer one that the Oculus makes. And when they get rid of these hand things in this year, you're gonna be able to just put these on and push buttons and open stuff and pick things up and throw them. And
if the next year's model is not gonna have hands.
Call me
no,
fashion,
this one does.
I'm saying
in the next year.
The next generation, you won't have these.
That's wild.
Call me old
or
fashion,
you might be optional.
My favorite virtual reality is real life.
Yeah. I wish you really fell off that building. It'd be great if you just hit a heart attack.
It would be fun if while you were falling, you did the slide whistle.
Splat. You should do that after every joke. yeah, it's going to be... I mean, this... Dude, how about walking out of the room? Did you see that?
Yeah.
You didn't see that.
I didn't see that.
When everyone goes gray.
You walk out and it's all black and white, but you can see us all just sitting here looking at you.
Yeah, it's predator.
And then you step back into the virtual reality and it's another world.
I'm gonna ask for Christmas.
You gonna get this?
I'm gonna ask for it.
If you get it, we can play together.
I would love
that. That's crazy.
But are all the games like just like how Pong was on the Atari, just like really basic and boring? Or are they like,
dude, there's a game.
Didn't you just play a lightsaber game?
Yeah, but it was music. No, but it was very like rudimentary. It wasn't like
there's a game I was playing
open world or anything.
There was a game I was playing where I'm a robot and the robot's just, you're sitting there, and all of a sudden on the TV, this thing happens with the robots. Someone took over the robots, and I'm a guy. And then all of a sudden, all the robots around me are like, what's happening? And then somebody or something put a plague in the robot, a virus. And then all the robots go, and they turn to me, and they're like, they come after you.
And then you have it here?
No, I didn't get it yet. And then you have to like, all of a sudden you go, you grab your guns, boom, 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 boom. And you're throwing guns, grabbing guns, getting a shock. You're grabbing a robot as he jumps, and you're ripping him apart and throwing him at another robot. It's going to get nuts. And when you're going to be able to just use your hands, when you don't have to hit, because you have to hit this button and that button to grab now, when you just grab a robot and rip them and throw them and grab guns and...
The barrier to entry will be so low that everyone would get one.
What did you just use?
The barrier of entry?
Do you know that I don't want to hear that? What does it mean?
Well, it's the same thing like we talked about with the Oculus Rift. The startup cost. It's the startup cost. The barrier to entry is so great because of the financial burden it puts on the average household that can't afford to do it.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive. Wow, we figured it out. Thanks,
Well, I didn't know we had to talk everything in dumb, you know, simpleton language, but I can dumb it down if you guys choose it. Though we're all adults here, please.
Yeah, dumb it down.
Yeah, right, dumb it down, dummy.
So you have a basic economy, right? And then it's trickle down economics. And then, you know, you prorate that and you
tell
got
us what
yourself.
You tell us what both your parents you taught you that are still together.
Yeah. Tell us about your happy family.
They're not together.
Your parents, all right, relax.
They're not together. All right. They're not together. They're not together.
Do they have a virtual reality hug? Virtual reality hug game.
Yeah.
Could you feels just like a father.
But what if they did create a game? I remember when I played Soldier of Fortune or something. One of the first games before on the computer.
Medal of Honor?
Before it.
Yeah, Soldier of Fortune.
Fortune. It was way before any of the games. Me and Dane used to play them all the time. We had a clan. We did all the shit. Very rudimentary, but it was great. You could throw grenades and stuff. But I remember I was in a room, and I talked about this before, and this girl was on, and you could talk like this. So you could go in, and she'd be like, hey, what's up, guys? And I'm Kathy, and you're like, hey, Kathy, I'm going to go around the back. And she'd be like, oh, I'll come with you. And it was a soldier guy, but it was this sexy girl talking. Mm-hmm. And we would go around the back through the woods to kill these guys. And then I was on this crate, like, looking out a window, and all of a sudden she goes, hey, check this out. And she goes, you like when I suck your dick?
Nuh-uh.
And her character, which was a guy, was just going back and forth. She's like, you like that? And I was like, and I got hard.
Oh, no way.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, it was
the other way around.
It was this girl.
Now it's a guy pretending to be a girl.
Now imagine if that was a girl. If The Sims, if you could sit on your couch and be wherever you wanted to be and have somebody come over that's somewhere else alone, and you could be thin, you could be blonde, you could have big tits, and the characters become as real as people do. And
yeah, but that's just escapism. Everyone's going to become fat, lazy, dumb, and they're just going to escape
the
fake world.
I'm fucking most of those right now.
I know. We're looking at the future right now. It's fucking bleak. Handsome?
You can't take my joke. You can't take my joke and make it real. I mean, what the fuck? Said it so you guys wouldn't. You just reiterated.
That was your self-defense.
Yeah, that was my self-defense. And then you
hurt me before you can hurt me.
My mama taught my dad. Oh, you want some water?
What?
I don't know.
Bobby Boucher's mom?
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah.
I got a good job.
Thank
Kathy
you.
Kathy Bates.
The medulla oblongata.
I think it's going to be... I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
It's scary.
I'm afraid to give this to my kid.
It's scary.
And I know I'm going to get fucking emails. Dude, don't give it to your kid. Let him play. I take my kid for hikes. We go in the woods. We go outside. We do a lot of things. But I do let him play video games. I let him play Minecraft. Yeah. And I will not let him play fucked up games on this. Sure. I guarantee he will not. He'll play little Minecraft on this. There's Minecraft on this. But you pick up, you literally hit the block with your hand.
Do you think that this is a subtle way to train people to use guns and then use mind control later to turn us against each other?
To kill ourselves?
And each other.
Can I say something, though? This is the weird thing, is that they say that kids, there is a form of mind control in this, because when their brains are so young, you can tell them these things, and you could show them these scary situations in these games, and they think it's real.
They store
and they bring that into the, they store it. That's the dangerous part.
Right.
So I can't let my kid play a scary game.
Right.
I can let my kid play kid stuff.
But you're a good father. Think about all the shit parents out there.
Yeah, but yeah.
This is going to be disastrous for society.
I don't know.
Yep.
I think it might be great.
Nope.
But it might be bad.
Bad.
I don't know.
Not going to be good.
I don't know. I think it's.
I'd like to see.
I mean, you can. I'm going to get him the drawing app so he can sit there and in the air, just paint.
Why not get all him a day easel long? And a pen.
I have one of those too.
So then, why is he going to fake it?
Because it's not art. It's a form of art. You're acting like painting in the air or digitally painting is not art. That's a new form of art.
Illustration, it's called.
So is it, but will this virtual reality painting be able to be translated over to where you can take that and like send it to someone?
You can save it in there and send it to somebody, yes, and they can view it.
So that people can actually become like graphic artists through virtual reality.
I believe you can save the painting or the whatever you made and send it to somebody, or you can go back in and see it.
Mm-hmm.
So my son could go in there and do whatever he wants. I mean, whatever brush.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 3D. Sorry. Whatever. I mean, it's just crazy.
Mm.
And just paint and do things and whatever the fuck you want. And then save it and say, Dad, come in here and check this out. And I can put it on and go and look around and be like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Behold his art.
I mean, so it is an art form. You can't say it's like drawing on an iPad 10 years ago. Or whatever the fuck they came up. People are like, it's art. People, I know people draw on iPads, not know them personally, but on YouTube. It's like paint.
Oh, Mateo, for one.
Yeah.
It's paint.
Yeah, that's the shit I do. I made your merch like that.
What?
I made your merch like that.
Well, speaking of my merch, can we get some new shirts?
Yeah, sure. What do you want?
Some new designs?
Yeah.
He's a great designer.
He is.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, I used to, when I took desktop publishing back into college, you had to use the mouse to draw. Imagine that. Imagine drawing. How good they became artists drawing with a mouse when it first came out.
Yeah, just like Vine. Down one finger.
How good did people become making 6-second movies?
Vine was pure.
Ham on the bus.
It was one of the most beautiful social media apps I've ever seen. All right,
You're not in the North End.
Call me Fellini.
Vine was 6 sevens to heaven.
What they did, it was so great what they did, because they leveled the playing field.
Like,
everybody could only use the same camera, which was a camera installed on the app, and each frame touched it. So everybody had a level playing field. The barrier to entry was not very high.
Wow.
And then,
look at this Bernie Sanders motherfucker over here.
May I remind you? And so,
is that socialist?
But then Instagram.
We all start on the same level. You don't get any tools.
You steamroll over him. And I kind of like it.
Go for it. Steamroll. I'll get up no matter what. You see me take that fall earlier?
Yeah,
did I push you too hard?
Yes.
But are you all right?
Yeah, no.
Well, seriously.
I want an apology.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
For nothing.
Yeah.
Take it down. I am hurt.
What happened to you?
My knee hurt.
What's wrong with your knee?
And my trust is lowered.
My trust is damaged.
Should I let you watch the porn?
That doesn't make up for my fucking broken.
Your knee's not broken.
Oculus, or whatever's in your knee.
What's wrong with your knee?
My meniscus.
It's not.
Spell it.
Is.
Are you really hurt?
My
you're going to have to leave the podcast if you're hurt.
Cartilage is torn.
We're going to have to send you downstairs.
Cartilage is torn.
You're going to have to go to the doctors. Do you want to go to the... I'm going to have to get you an ambulance. You okay?
No.
How about a win?
Are you all right?
Yes.
You're okay?
Yes.
Okay, we got that. Remark that. So
it
we
stings.
Got said that.
It stings.
Cut that out.
But yeah.
Deal cashly with doctor.
He actually seems like the guy that would try to get you for money. Like all of a sudden,
a slip and fall guy.
Yeah, he reminds me of a slip and fall guy.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, I see him tomorrow, and he's got like a neck thing.
Yeah,
he's got a Kang.
Bobby, way.
There's no way I could possibly feel better except for maybe $1,500.
I'm not suing you. I'm suing Gnome.
Yeah.
Hey, my knee would feel better if I had an Oculus.
Yeah.
I had to give my kids Oculus. I would fucking rather kill you.
You almost did with that push.
Look, he's stretching it now.
Look at his knee.
What's wrong with it? Imagine if it was just cut open.
Look.
Oh, dude, yeah, there's a really tattoo. Bad tattoo on it.
Look at all that
happened
blood.
After Bobby
Look at all
pushed
the blood.
Yeah, it's dripping blood.
No, let me tell you something.
If I was that? Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, there is real blood, though.
Yep.
Say, there actually is.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Boom.
Let me see. Where?
Right there.
That's tattoo.
No, it's not.
Oh, he's great.
It's Michael. Blood tattoo.
Right, listen.
I submit to the jury.
Could you imagine like meeting him somewhere?
And
meeting
like,
him somewhere,
this is the best day
and then
of
he
my
gets
life.
He gets naked and he has tattoos on his knees.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "I'm dying.
Chicks
he's gonna
it.
Murder me."
Chicks love it.
Chicks love it.
Chicks love it.
Yeah,
and the brothers.
What about
love
the
it
guy?
Too.
Why you? Oh, you like wow. black dudes, right?
Yeah. You want to see the last black guy I fucked?
Yep.
Yes, I would.
Yes,
I
would.
Actually, would.
It's the greatest. I've never been asked that in my life.
I've also never been more interested in something Ian's proposed to me. And I'm like, yes,
that was
sounds
the
great.
Third thing my wife said to me when I met her.
All right.
What the fuck? Is it real? Is he the champ?
Wow. Is that that's not real.
That's
hair.
Halloween. Oh, wait, no, you can't show his picture on the thing.
He didn't.
Well, you did.
Camera. What is it?
Oh, you saw wow. it? Did you see it?
No, we didn't
no?
see it.
Okay, good.
You can't see him anyways. You just see the belt.
You just see his teeth.
What's well, a black
Jesus
guy with a black
Christ.
What?
Ian! What's wrong with you?
Talking about Mike.
An excuse.
What?
Just because you fuck him doesn't mean, or do you get fucked by him?
No, I don't get fucked.
You don't get fucked?
No.
Ever?
Well, I mean, come on. What are we talking here? I'm an all good fun guy.
An all good fun guy?
Yeah. No,
what the fuck is an all good fun guy?
Just a guy that does it all. Has a good time.
An all good
a
fun
good old
guy.
Boy.
Are you no, a good old boy is different than all good fun guy.
All good fun guy. That seems like it's like a Japanese game show. Yeah. Hey, I'm all good fun guy. Hey. Oh, a mushroom. Uh-huh. Fun guy.
Yeah, you a sloppy bottom? No, I'm an all good fun guy.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I do it all. Oh shit, dude. So you don't take it to the bum bum. No. Once in a while. What you go crazy once in a while.
Once every election.
Sometimes
cycle.
You have to let people.
Yeah,
do you ever have you ever had it where, you know, you go in them and then they're like, you know what, now it's my turn, and you go, no, I don't think so.
No, I'd pull an Amy Winehouse and say, no, no, no.
It see how much it works.
It really
works.
Does work. I wish I thought of it.
I want to point
years
out.
Ago.
I was the one that pointed that thing out for you to use on You Up. It was just on that desk.
Oh, on the radio. Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
since become a beautiful since part then. Of Ian's yep. identity.
Thank
I love
you,
it,
Michael. Yes. I'm always evolving.
Yeah, we
as an artist, the portrait of an artist,
constantly evolving.
All right, we got to wrap this up, guys. This has been a fun episode.
My great. Heartbeat is finally. My hands have stopped sweating. Just
it
now.
Was pretty crazy, right?
I hated it. I can't believe.
I don't even know what
it scared me.
I don't know what I did. I feel embarrassed. I don't know what I did when I fell off the building.
You covered your head as if like you were crashing yeah. in an airplane.
I want to do
it. Looked like one of those experiments where you drop an egg from a high place, you know.
You could have the microphone
there.
Clean
it, buddy.
Dumb,
it's
dumb.
Dirty.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
I don't know.
What do you finger bang chicks with that?
I put it in my ass.
No, you don't.
I fart.
That's when you know you come.
Yeah.
Stick it in your ass. Like one of those turkey little
yeah,
nuggets.
Turkey's done.
Anyways, guys. All right, listen. It's been a great podcast. You guys are fucking great. I'm glad you guys did that.
That was fun. Thank you.
That was the shit.
Patreon people, I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. Thanks for tuning in live for you did. If you guys are part of Patreon and you're watching this on Thursday, know that you can tune in live.
They don't have to wait.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
They don't have to wait till Thursday.
Okay, there's something in your mouth.
Yeah.
Marbles.
I don't want to fuck with you because you committed suicide tonight. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
No,
Jesus
they don't
Christ.
Want to wait till Thursday before they had to wait till Thursday at 9.
It's up tonight for you guys. So you guys are watching it this week. If you want to watch live, you can. You're the only ones who can. If you're not and you're a big fan, become a member. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Just join up, whatever tier you want, and however you want to support. And we put so much shit up there.
I would pay money just to hear you mispronounce those names again. That was incredible. It was amazing.
That was really good.
It's my thing.
Yeah.
I But there you go. And RobertKellerLive.com. Creeps with Kids, woo! Detroit, Saturday night. And then I'm at Saratoga Springs at the Comedy Works in New York. Go to RobertKellerLive.com, CreepsWithKids.com. Get your tickets. The tour starts this Saturday.
And then Gramercy Theater, Creeps with Kids, March 14th. Whoa. Almost sold out.
Almost sold out.
Hell yeah.
Wow, that's going to be sick.
Get on it, New York.
That one.
New York, New Jersey, get on those tickets. All right, what do you got there, Ian?
IanFidance.com for all my dates. I'm in town for a while, and then I'm going to be at Laugh Boston, Vermont Comedy Club, Woo Ha Ha in Worcester, Wisecrackers in Wilkes-Barre, and American Comedy Company.
They're not going to remember coming up.
Well, you know, IanFidance.com. iAnimal for Instagram. I put up fun videos.
You know what I found a better way to do?
What?
Just tell the cities you're going to be.
Yes. I had no dates.
Yeah, no dates.
It's all people.
Say I'm Detroit. I'm in Saratoga Springs. Then you go to Robert Kelly.
I'm in Boston. I'm in Worcester. I'm in Vermont. I'm in New Hampshire, San Diego, and Wilkes-Barre coming up. IanFidance.com. I love you. Bye.
Love you too, buddy. Good to see you.
Good to be here, man. Thank you.
All right, good. Is your knee okay?
No.
No, seriously. You all right?
It'll be okay after some therapy.
No, seriously. He scares me.
He's going to get you.
I will cut it all out of the fucking show. Every nugget of it, like you weren't here.
I already posted pictures.
No, you didn't.
Time stamped.
Yeah. Yep.
Everything.
Instagram story.
I have.
You didn't hear me? Hey, we're all Ian here.
When you had the headset reality. On?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were revamping everything like you weren't here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cut you hard.
No, the knee's fine, dude. I'm totally fucking...
All right, good.
All right.
All right, what do you got?
MikeVinnyComedy.com. I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's. I'll be at Comics Book Geek and Son, St. Paul, Minnesota, Troy, New York, Skankfest. And yeah, I have my album, Rage Against the Routine, which is available now. You can get it at MikeVinnyComedy.com and wherever you listen to music or comedy. And then at I Am Mike Feeney on social media.
Make sure you request it on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm. And if you see it on Pandora, give it a thumbs up, one of those things. And
funny.
On my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy, I'm putting up a bunch of videos from the album, the videos of it. So yeah.
Great fucking album.
Thank you.
Unfucking believable.
Great album.
I love
album.
How Rich Voss doesn't know that when you stream an album, he still gets money. Like, people were telling, I was streaming your album on Apple, and Spotify is like, you're stealing money from me. Like, no, they're not. You still get money from that.
Yeah. It just takes a lot more streams to get it, to get money. The money you would get if somebody bought it.
He wants you to go to Sirius.
Yeah.
And listen and request that shit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, Chrissy?
NotThatCheney.com, Cheney. I'm going to be in Vegas this week, this weekend, and then New Orleans the weekend after. For comedy shit and some other shit.
Why would you say that to somebody? Why? I mean, literally, why would you just assume?
What?
Assume.
I did. Like, doing what shows?
No, you
that's
said.
That's not what you said. You said doing said. What?
You know, just you said hilarious.
First of all, I don't like people who fucking do fucked up shit. I don't mind them. The ones I don't like is the ones that don't admit it. You got caught.
Yeah.
Just say I fucked up.
I fucked up.
Not to me, to him.
I fucked up, too, because I forgot to mention Irish Goodbye Podcast. We all fucked up.
I also have a sneaker podcast. And, yeah, Big Bobby's Birch. You can get it at remembertobehappy.com/YKWD.
Yeah.
And you make sick flyers, too.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Why don't you make me a fucking flyer?
I'll make you whatever you want, buddy.
Dude, you should make a Creeps the Kids flyer.
Yeah, why don't you make a Creeps Kid flyer?
I helped with it.
Yeah, no, but make one for this weekend.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right,
I'll make a Gramercy one. I'll make whatever you want. But.
Yeah, make. I want a couple of them.
All right,
there it is.
Can we come hang out at Gramercy?
Yes. One of you can. I'm gonna throw. I'm gonna get a pool stick, break it in half. Whoever wins, can come.
The one with a good knee.
Well, I've been practicing with the lightsaber thing. I'm good. Give me
what movie is that from?
The pool cues, the two sides of a pool cue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ghostbusters.
Batman. Remember when the Joker snapped the joke?
Oh,
I only have room for one of you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, nice talking to you.
I love that scene.
That was the other clip. Yeah, of course you did. You remember it so well.
Make sure you follow the podcast at YKW Dude Podcast.
What do you got?
Instagram. I get to it.
Sorry.
Wow. Follow Bobby. Oh!
Mike's the boss, man.
Woo!
Mike's really getting good at stuff. I just have to listen now.
Ooh, or remind you that you're the host.
Scary.
Yeah, follow. Thank you. Follow me at Mike B. Suarez. End of the month, I'll be at Bridgeport with Chris Stefano on the 24th and Atlantic City on the 25th. At the end of February, I'll be at Gotham with Giannis Pappas and Uncle Vinny's weekend after that with him.
Yeah, when are you going to get on some of my shows?
Whenever you like me to.
Well, you got to tell me. I can't just fucking, I'm not your manager.
Well, you've been doing creeps. That's why.
You're a creep.
I wish I was. I don't have kids yet.
Dude, you keep killing yourself on my podcast tonight. We have to talk.
That is pretty creepy. It was one of the most uncomfortable things I've seen.
It was the...
I feel culpable.
I mean, who you guys
what
are watching
that? What's up with these words?
That was a test run.
Culpable?
Yeah.
What a fiduciary entry.
That was nice. That's
thank you.
You had it half right. But fiduciary
is a word.
Would you
say a barrier of entry?
Yeah, I said a way less fancy word than fiduciary.
Yeah, you're a douchiary.
What does that mean?
You're just a douche.
Was and a fairy.
Yeah.
All right, listen, you guys are the best fans. Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
All right.
I love his official.
YKWD, best fans of the world, would love you. You know what, dude? Next week.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.